Cool, let's do it. Fuck it.
See no screen.
Nah, no, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, I'm just blown away by like our setup right now. It's pretty
But
intense.
Yeah, I mean,
we're live.
Yeah. Hey, I don't have a screen. Just saying.
Okay, so we are live. What?
Oh, yeah, wow, we're terrible at this. Welcome back!
Welcome back to another episode of what we're changing the name to is Nerding Out with Rickshaw. Did we just cut the music?
Yeah.
We got to learn to fade that, but you know,
yeah,
it's all good. Toby's here. Toby's running the jukebox.
Trying to.
AKA computer. We got Brian over here.
What's up? I'm excited to be here. Let me know if we need to change whatever's going on right here. I've got these ones and twos.
Right.
I can change that if necessary.
This is our first time going live. We got Fuzz also, remote.
Yo, what's up? Remote, but I still can't see nobody's faces, but it's remote.
Shit. You really so you can't see our faces?
No, I just see my face.
Go to the YouTube.
I don't want to.
Oh, man. You're getting such a
half-assed we're streaming to you.
And second.
No, I got nothing, dog.
Let me see.
We're gonna write it into Fuzz's contract that he's gonna have to be here in person for the next one.
Dude, I fucking y'all need to come up here. Fuck that. Quit playing.
Dude. I mean, we might be able to do that sometime, right?
Yeah. You know, we're professionals again.
So yeah, hopefully that y'all have known us, you know, any of us, especially me, because I had the fucking channel Worship at Tribute Nerd. You know, we talked about nerd shit. We talked to a lot of guests about the things that they like that are nerdy, and now we're just gonna bring it back as more of a casual live stream. But we just take notes all month, and we pick some subjects to talk about. The shit that's just like, man, I want to talk to my friends that know about this shit.
Yeah.
I want to riff. I want to be positive. I want to be negative. You know, I want to be all of it.
The coffee table conversations. The bar top talk.
Yeah.
However you want to look at it.
So you know, like also, right now the email is worshipandtribunerd@gmail.com. If you got subjects that you want us to talk about, we like suggestions also, you know, especially if it's like something that people are crying about. People that are like, whenever it's like, you know, white dudes like, oh gosh, I really hate cancel culture. I mean, I actually hate cancel culture. Where are we going with this? You're gonna get us canceled first step, dog. We're gonna get canceled, bro. But yeah, I mean, you know, like things like that. Just for instance, I actually hate cancel culture. But you know what I mean? Like people get really opinionated about stuff like what's going on with Marvel. They're like, you mean the MCU? It's like, guys,
oh, stop.
Have you ever been to a comic book store? And there's a lot of.
I mean, I don't want to sound rude, but She-Hulk sucks. She-Hulk sucks. Let's just be fucking real. Sorry, bro.
She-Hulk's good.
She-Hulk's good, like I'm skinny.
We'll get there. She-Hulk's good, like I'm skinny.
Quit.
We'll get there. What are you doing right now?
I'm sharing it.
Hey, Fuzz.
Yo.
Have you been promoting this, dude? I know you got the most
fans, Get the most fans. Get out of here, bro.
I did, bro. I'm just kidding. Some of them might have.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, you're the sexiest guy here, honestly.
Yeah.
That's accurate, actually.
Hey, I'm offended.
You're like sexy enough to like, you know, some girl like had a baby with you, dude.
I know, right? Crazy. What a crazy woman. You did that.
So yeah, we haven't done the show in like a year. You know what I mean?
It's been a minute.
Yeah,
been a long minute.
So what have we all been doing, everyone? I mean, these guys have been on the show like every now and then, and me and Fuzz were doing the show like once. We had an episode like every week for like 3 years or something.
We would get together and record like 6 eps in one night, and it was just or in 2 days, and it was just miserable.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like it was fun, but then it was like a lot of a lot of work.
It was work.
Honestly.
Yeah, it was work.
Dude, it was just like, let's decorate the whole house with lights and like get a green screen going and all this shit. It was like, you know, it was super cool whenever it was all done, but damn, dude.
Right. It sucked. Right.
But yeah. Did you write down some subjects this week, Fuzz?
I got all kinds of stuff to talk about, bro.
I brought some stuff. I thought that we were more so winging it with whatever topics you were talking about. I didn't realize we had to contribute a whole lot.
I mean, I do have. I have a whole list of.
I do have some talking points, and we were gonna.
I am opinionated about everything, so it's all good.
Did we go round table and figure out what people were doing?
Oh well, you know, what have Fuzz? Fuzz.
What have you been doing, Fuzz? Yeah. Let's hear from you.
Let's start with you.
Lots of golf and lots of dad stuff. And I went to a dope show the other night. I got to see Stick to Your Guns and Kublai Khan. That was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it. Just chilling. My band just released a single, which is tight. That's pretty dope.
What's that? What's the name of the band and what's the single?
Terminated. Terminated is the band name. And it's funny. Actually, I'm going to tell a funny story I just heard. I was just playing golf with our guitar player earlier, and we got a message on Facebook, and it was like this dude from another band called Terminated threatening us to change the name. Got their project or whatever it is has one monthly listener, and he was like shitting all over us. He was like, I'm going to give you a week to change the name.
Wow.
What the fuck, dude? It was incredible. It was incredible. Wow. But yeah, the single's called It's All in the Hips. We're doing an Adam Sandler EP. All in the Hips. Yeah, no bullshit. We are. And so that was the first single. Hopefully we're going to drop another one soon. I don't know. We're really terrible at this stuff. So
wait, let me get this straight. You're doing an EP with all names from
Adam Sandler quotes.
Oh,
Adam
okay.
Sandler quotes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So this one was It's All in the Hips, and then we're going to do so many other ones. It's just going
to
be fun.
Does the recent uptick in the golf plane have anything to do with the All in the Hips or the Adam Sandler parody?
No. I don't really remember how it came about. We were at the house one day, and somebody was just like, hey, it was fucking Adam Sandler's type. Let's just fucking say some stuff that he said.
Yeah.
Because he used to be funny. And so, that's what we did. And that's where we're going. We're just going to take his best quotes and turn it into cool stuff.
That's tight. What's the next single then? If the first
I don't know. See, that's the thing. We have. I don't know. That's what's going to be fun about it.
Can we feed you some? What are some good Adam Sandler lines that should be song titles?
Go home.
Stop.
Go home. I was trying to think of that.
Are you too good for your home? Is also another.
See, there's so many bangers like on Billy Madison. Stop looking at me, swan. Like that one's fucking great.
Is it Sandler quotes or is it like from an Adam Sandler movie?
Adam Sandler movies, not quotes. Excuse me, Toby.
No, I was just making sure because hip hop anonymous.
Yes, hip hop anonymous would be hilarious.
See, dude, that's fucking great.
Yes. Yeah.
I think someone did hip hop anonymous.
And then the next one should be how come he gets all the easy ones.
Yes!
You know what I mean?
The sequel to it. How is your golf game picking up? Let me know.
My golf game is usually pretty good, but today was rough. I played like shit today, and I was very upset about it. But I'm actually a pretty decent golfer.
Okay, cool. I, too, have recently gotten into golf over this last year. This past year, I've played more than I probably have in, like, the last 10 years. And then I used to work at a golf course, like, 12 years ago. So,
Fuzz was saying that, you know, like, we come from playing in bands and we go to shows a lot. But, Fuzz, you were saying you had an idea to, like, what?
I did.
To get, like, people in bands together to play, to do a golf tournament.
Like a celebrity golf tournament. So, that would be dope as hell. Yeah.
So what sucks is I don't want anyone to steal it, but, like, I've always wanted to do that because there's a lot of dudes in the metal scene and women, whatever, that play golf. Call it for like you know, pit for putts or something like that or something dope. And fucking
pit for putts.
That is great.
And just
mosh putt.
Exact mosh putt, dude. That's genius. Mosh putt is genius. And so all I really wanted to do was just like bring in a bunch of dudes and then have a show afterwards. And it's just a charity golf tournament. You know what I'm saying? Like I thought that would be so sick. Yeah, you know, Mike Zimmer, do it, dude. Let's do this. Let's be partners. Like, I just, because I know a lot of dudes, like, in the metal scene that actually play golf. And so that would be tight to do something like that and raise some money for people who need it, you know?
Yes. Yeah, that would be dope, dude. That's a great idea, too, because I don't know if a lot of people think that those two cross over, but I know a couple people in the scene that do play golf. You know, it's, it's a great way to just kind of relax, hang, you know, chill. Yeah. It's a great crossover sport for sure.
Dude. Right, and so that would be tight. I think it would just be fun.
What have you been up to, Toby? Tobit?
Toby.
Tobit?
Tobit? He called him Tobit earlier. Tobit?
Tobit?
And then he's like, that's your name now, Tobit.
No, my, it auto-corrected my phone. Auto-corrected it to Tobit.
Jobin?
I mean, I do my podcast, Secret Levels Podcast, and mostly been doing that. Try to go to a few shows here and there. I went to Captured by Robots the other day. That was really interesting. Right. Just
oh yeah, Captured by Robots is three robots. Right?
It's two robots. Two robots. It's two robots, but one of the robots plays guitar and bass, and like it's not an animatronic where it's just like Chuck E. Cheese and just like looks like it's strumming. It's actually
like shredding.
It is fucking shredding. It's got all kinds of I don't know. And then the drums. Whoa. The drummer.
Drums a lot of blasting and shit, right?
It has like two drumsticks on every like cymbal and snare and everything, and it's so cool.
Wow.
Listen, I can't say I enjoy the music, but
okay. Decon's in the chat. Sorry, interrupting. He's like, can y'all read?
Decon?
He's like, can y'all read? Like, yo, hey. Hey, what's up, you know?
I can read a little bit. Like,
hey, Decon!
Hey, wait your turn, Decon. You know what I mean?
Look, first off, I've got to respond to Toby. Terminator is a scary movie, and I don't like talking about robots, so that's terrifying.
Listen, yeah, sorry, Darryl. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the robots. They're excellent musicians. It was just... it wasn't my cup of tea.
But I like that they have like a chain. Like he wears a chain.
So the vocalist
with
a punk rock
dude.
Well, no, it's like a slave collar.
He's got like tattered clothes. Yeah. And like he's captured by robots. I mean,
so
it's
they're
in
like
the name.
Forcing him to do vocals for the robot.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a stage show. It's an entire stage show, and I highly suggest if you can see Captured by Robots. Put that on your bucket list. Check it off,
done.
And then you don't ever have to go back to it. It was a great time one time. I never need to see it again. It was good.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing new, nothing good.
Toby has a couple of podcasts, and
you should shout them out.
Yeah, that video game podcast I mentioned a minute ago. It's Secret Levels Podcast, and we cover old retro video games and Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Nintendo. Yeah, we make a bunch of dick jokes about video games. I don't know. Go check it out.
He also has this podcast called Secret Transmission that he used to do.
Yeah.
And we keep trying to get
him. Campaigning
to
have
him. Yeah, we keep trying to get him to bring
hard.
It back.
Yeah,
so
we're
can
campaigning
talk
for
conspiracies.
Sure. For
so
sure.
We could smoke the ganja and talk about weird shit.
Right up my butthole. That is right up my butthole for sure. Maybe if anything, we maybe can do like a segment maybe with this show where we just decide to deep dive in. It doesn't have to necessarily be your show reincarnated, but maybe we do like a conspiracy deep dive with this or something.
Well, with the way that society is turning out, it seems like we're living in a simulation pretty heavily. So, that's one.
Oh,
like
we
to
are.
Talk about.
This is right up my alley.
Yeah.
This is what
the Matrix. The Matrix was a true story.
I see it. This is what you invited me for, and what I'm here for. I get
we
it.
Were just talking about.
Reeves
Buzz,
is the
we
one.
Were just talking about this. Like, if the Matrix was real, they wouldn't just be like Neo and Morpheus.
Yeah.
They'd be like Morpheus Big Dick 6842.
Why would you not have that name?
Neo 69, 69, 69, ja.
Or 20. You know what I mean? And then there's that one guy that's just like, Jim.
Yeah, he's just like got the first.
He was lucky.
He was the first one to type in J-I-M. And it's
like ah,
yeah, I got
Jim.
It. I got it.
Your name could have been Big Dick Mikey D, and you went with Jim? Yeah, it's Jim.
Yeah. Bro, your name's not even Jim, though. Like,
well,
so.
It's John.
Somebody took Slim. I couldn't take that, so Jim.
I hate my parent name. My parent name. I don't like it. You know
my
I mean?
Government name.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I haven't, you know.
What have you been up to,
Rich? What have I been up to?
Sorry.
I've been up to just like, damn, like... What we did like an episode like a year ago at the end of summer, right? Or some shit, Fuzz? What, like
when I was
and Daniel.
Oh, dude, no, Mike, that was fucking months ago, dog.
That
was
like
not even in 2022, bro. That was like,
yeah,
I don't know.
End of summer was like last week.
Into summer last year.
I don't remember. I know it was still warm when we went out there. It was stupid. But that was a long time ago. And when we went over to Brian's and did something on your birthday. That was the last time I was.
I hate the scene, which people. Who are in the scene watching the show may know me from.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm from I Hate the Scene formerly.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Toby has been on my show. Like I said, Toby's been on the show, and Brian's been on the show. But from now on, us four are gonna try to do this together.
The four core?
Yeah, the core.
No try, bro.
Yeah.
No try, bro.
Fantastic four.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about how those are gonna flop some more. You want to? Because that would be fun.
We named the Fantastic Four. We're on par. We're on par with the flops.
We're on par with the flops. Which one? The first one or the god awful second one?
Both. That's the point.
There we go. Perfect.
We're not gonna start this buzz. Okay. We're on an uptick for Marvel right now, dude. You just don't realize it, right?
I know we're not.
Just because your precious fucking Iron Man is gone doesn't mean we're fucking stepping it up soon.
Okay. Is this what we're doing? First off, Iron Man fucking sucks, all right? Look, Guardians of the Galaxy are fucking bust, dog. That's how that works.
That's right, and we got 3 coming out soon too.
And a holiday short. Yeah, I'm stoked on that.
I am stoked for the holiday short. I thought that was a clever thing.
Yeah. I thought Doctor Strange 2 was not so much garbage, but close enough. I think Thor, what I've seen of it, I haven't watched all of it because I fell asleep, but it wasn't that good. And
did you go to the theater to watch those?
No, fuck, dude. You don't go. I don't go to the theater. I don't want to get shot. I don't fuck with that shit.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't fuck with the movie theater, bro.
Get shot at a movie theater.
Yeah, dude. What movie theater are you going
to? I'm just fucking saying, bro. I don't go to movie theaters. I don't go to movie theaters. Fuck that. That's scary. All right.
Well,
y'all get me off topic. Quit playing.
Do we have a boot?
Well, we're going to still talk about this later.
Do we have a boot button where we can boot people, or is that just my show?
No, we don't have it. Yeah, that's just your show.
Damn.
Right. They would kick each other out all the time. You know, we're not like that over here, dude. We're not like that.
We're not. I can't even see you. I can't even see you guys. So it's totally cool.
Dude, I would hate to be on that end because we're all looking really hot today.
Yeah,
we,
bro, you
we
should.
All,
be
I know.
Here,
we all
I
took
know.
A shower together.
To be real.
I wish it's I like I just wish I could see y'all.
Am I
going to introduce myself?
You can pull up your phone and watch. I'll have to figure it out when we do the watch along.
Go to YouTube, dude.
I'm gonna go to YouTube right now, bro. That's where I'm going right now.
To the YouTubes.
I'm gonna go to YouTube. Let's see, motherfuckers is live. I guess
I'm gonna do a hopeless episode plug on my podcast, Comicast podcast. Check that out.
Are people talking?
Yeah, you know what? Okay, so since last year, you know, like I got busy. I stopped doing this. It started being, you know, like too much for me to do. I got married. I went through a couple job changes. You know. Shout out to Brass Tap, those pieces of shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
yo, you don't work there no more? That bullshit got fucking crazy, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, shout out Pint House Pizza. You know, I just started bar training and shit. You know what I mean? But hopefully I don't say anything on here that gets me fired from Pint House. You know what I mean?
No, you're good, dude. You're fine.
Fuck them.
This fat beer.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing. You know, I went to a few shows lately, you know, stuff like that.
Tight.
What bands are you into? Because I bet they suck like most of the time. What bands are you
dude,
into?
Why are you coming at me like so hard, bro?
Me and Rickshaw.
Because!
A week and a half ago. Me and Rickshaw a week and a half ago saw Norma Jean, actually.
Oh, yeah?
That band is overrated.
Yeah, see, this
overrated.
Is why we need a boot button.
Listen, Fuzz, I understand that you hang out with Jabe. You're probably playing golf with him all day. He loves Norma Jean. He probably talks about it way too much because that's two of his favorite things, heavy music and God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
oh, duh, shout out.
But, what up, Jabe? But, you know, over here, I'm a Norma Jean fan, but I only listen to them every now and then, and I was just like, shit, guess there's a free show. Guess they just put out a new record. And then hopefully they play Memphis, and they did, and it was sick. Even though literally no members that ever were involved with that song.
Look, I respect it.
It's a cover band.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Like, Norma Jean is dope. I just don't care for him. So I like
not what you just
most,
said.
most hardcore, like hardcore Norma Jean fans are so like offended when you tell them that Norma Jean sucks. It's so much fun. That's the only reason I do it.
Their most recent album is not their best album. I like it, but people are just so far up its ass.
And hold on,
like,
one real quick. I just got a text and it said, "Man, it's from Daniel," and he's like, "Man, I can't believe y'all are ignoring me on the YouTube."
Dude,
right
he's yeah, I just he's got like, that too. I just
he's
got
like,
that too.
He's like, "Man, I might have to unsubscribe, man."
That's okay. Awesome.
Okay, Deacon, what are you doing? Are you just chilling at home, watching us, fucking thinking about us, being close to you, being in your room? Is that what you're doing? Are you still there? Anyways, what were we just talking about?
We're talking about
introducing yourself and talking about your year, Sean. It got real.
I just took a shot. I just took a shot at Norma Jean. I'm sorry. I shouldn't come out of the gate that hot. That's my bad, guy.
No, that's what you're here for, though.
I know.
Like whenever we talk about you with you being on the show, you know, when we talk about the format and stuff, I'm like, I always forget that you're just gonna come in hot. And then while you're doing it though, I'm like, this is why he's here. Like, why was I ever thinking he would do anything?
What else was
different?
I expecting?
But yeah, we got a list of subjects that we've been all saving up, you know.
Ooh.
You know, and we're just bullshit about it. You know, things that, I don't know, things that are fun. You know what I'm saying? You ever just like sitting on the couch and you're like, "Ha, I'm gonna write that down. We're gonna talk about that with my friends." You know.
And what's great is you guys didn't like the Queen dying as a topic, I sat on the couch and I was like, "That's
the Queen died."
That's
like,
a
who's
to
like,
talk about. And I was like,
"So guys,
here's
the
my
queen
topic:
died.
The Queen died." And then they're just like, "Yeah, she did." And I was just like, "Oh, we're not gonna care."
And I'm just like, "I don't know." Like those, yo, you know, the Queen was probably like real rich and like.
She was definitely a twat.
Yo, did y'all watch Craig Reynolds from Straight from the Path on one of the late night shows playing drums?
I saw that was happening, but I never actually got to see that.
So one of the dudes that used to be one of the late night hosts, I can't remember his name, was like, "Oh yeah, Craig, you're from wherever." He's like, "Sorry for your loss," and Craig just goes, "I didn't know her, so it's okay." Like, you fucking just, it went viral. It was so fucking funny because he was, and people were mad because he's like, "I can't believe you're disrespecting the Queen." And it's like, who fucking cares? Like, who gives a shit? Oh, it was good stuff.
Oh, people in Ireland didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
I was in Ireland when it happened, and they could care less.
I mean, dude, you could tell me that, this is an unpopular opinion, but if somebody said that Beyonce died, I would be like, "Oh, man, that sucks." Anyways.
A good point. Which celebrities have, or which deaths have gotten you?
Okay.
Like, oh, that's a tough one.
That is
Okay.
I can give you mine real quick.
Okay,
it's a short list.
Go ahead.
Chester. Yeah, Chester was one.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes. Robin Williams. Robin Williams was another one. I mean, if I can't think of it right off the top of my head, I probably... I didn't cry. Robin Williams and Chester, I cried for both of them. I didn't cry for this one, but Dave Mirra was a shocker to me.
Right.
Didn't really see that one coming, and I grew up doing BMX, and Dave Mirra was a...
That one was weird. That was a really weird one.
Yeah, yeah. There's been some scene ones where I've been like, "Fuck, that sucks." Like, obviously, homeboy from... We Came as Romans. That sucked.
Dude, that one was crazy.
Trevor from Black Dahlia sucked. Like,
that sucked. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was
rough.
Wasn't
there a Dave Mirra BMX game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The best one. And it had a great soundtrack to it, too. The soundtrack was awesome.
It's just like Tony Hawk.
Harold Ramis was a big one for me.
Oh, right.
That one really got me. The... Ghostbusters?
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters. Is he in Spies Like Us? I'm pretty sure that's Chevy Chase. Never mind. But Harold Ramis, that one got me just because I was like, they can never make it Ghostbusters 3, like a real one. And then, you know, they pulled that out of their ass and it was great. Good trip.
Yo, that Paul Rudd one is pretty dope. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Clueless wrote Joey Jordison. That was a pretty crazy death.
That one hurt me. He, even though I shit on him so much after he was not in Slipknot anymore, but he was one of the reasons I got into heavy drums, like heavy music on the drums. So that was pretty rough.
They actually released a new album today too.
Yep.
But I'm starting to realize too when y'all name all this stuff. I mean, like, I remember back in the day when we were in the van. We were in traffic in the van, and we heard that Michael Jackson died.
Dude, we were on our way to Austin to play a show. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
It was like the van went completely silent, which is nuts for us because we all don't shut the fuck up.
And it makes me realize, though, too, that like I think I have a really weird way of processing death because like every single one of these people that you name, it's like the day of, I was like, man, that's crazy. But I didn't feel much. But then afterwards, I would be like, whenever I would think of those people and the way they influenced me, I'd be like, damn, dude, they're dead, man. But the day of, I'm just like, oh, well, I mean, let's get Chipotle.
So if they haven't affected me like the couple that I'm like, dude, that sucks. Or, like, it bums me out. It is a weird response. Yeah. Two of them that I took kind of in opposite directions was XXXTentacion, right? Mm-hmm. We know he is. When I found out, I was never a fan of him. When I found out he died, I went deep on a rabbit hole. I watched the video of them showing him in this car, all slumped over. I followed who did it and how they caught him. Mm-hmm. And I got kind of obsessive with that one. And then,
he's a clone, dude.
Dude, it was crazy, right? And then when Kobe died, I at first read that and I was like, oh, this is one of those internet fake ones. This is one of those ones where like the internet doesn't fake, but then I got the TMZ
you would think.
Yeah. And then I was like, what the fuck? And then a couple people were like, yo, did you hear? And I was like, no, it's fake. And like went in a couple minutes in and I was like, oh my God. And I was never the big Kobe fan either, but
I was still a huge Kobe fan.
It was weird, dude. It was weird. Dude. Yeah. I was like, Kobe? What? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. What was it? A helicopter accident? What the fuck? Right. Like,
yo, that crushed me, yo, for real. But one that got me a deep cut a long time ago, Dave Williams from Drowning Pool.
That crushed
me, dude. Because wow. I was going to see them at Ozfest like a week before. And I'd already seen him before, but like I was so excited to see him again. And then he passed away and it was like, and I was young, dude. You know, I was like I was probably a sophomore in high school. No, a junior in high school. It cut me deep, dude. Like that one hurt really fucking bad when I was.
Toby was just talking about Drowning Pool last night.
I was talking about how good that first album is.
That first album was so good.
Mike was shitting on it. No, dude.
Fuck you, Mike.
Look, I know that. The body.
You think Dance Gavin Dance is a good band? Get out of here! I don't want to fucking hear it. Get out of here!
Shut the fuck up, dude.
No,
everyone here likes fucking Dance Gavin Dance.
That's y'all's fucking problem. I don't want to fucking hear it.
That Drowning Pool album slaps.
I like some of the songs. The one song, I don't care about anyone else but me. That song's sick as fuck. But the body song is sick too, but I fucking hate the part that's like, one.
Are we really gonna sit here and shit on the things that nu metal did? Because do you want me to go down that hole?
Yes, but
dude, fucking Cold Chamber did a song, "The Roof Is on Fire," and you're gonna sit here and get upset, dude? It was so sick, but you get what I'm saying, though. We can't sit here and shit on nu metal bands for stuff.
Elitist teenager nu metal kids, we're like, oh man, I hate the part that's like, what? Something wrong with me? But then I'm like, knick knack, penny whack, give a dog a bite.
Exactly. We were just doing fucking gibberish bullshit before this started, singing Korn, and you're fucking worried about that.
Dude, I put on that interview last night where like Eric Andre is doing this interview for like their new show, and it was like some Fox News or something. But the person interviewing them was talking about Bakersfield. He's like, oh, I'm from Bakersfield, and they were like, who else is from Bakersfield? And Eric Andre's like, Korn. Korn's from Bakersfield. And then he's like, what's the guy? Like, the news people didn't know shit. They were like, what's the guy that lives there? And they were like, is it Jonathan Davis? And they're like, oh yeah, it is Jonathan Davis. And then the rest of the interview is just Eric Andre going, ratatim, ratatim, ratatim. And the people at the news station are just like, what is happening? So,
oh, that's amazing. That's so badass.
A tie-in to both Korn and nu metal. Did either of you listen to Edema?
Edema?
Are you fucking kidding? That's Jonathan Davis' half-brother, dog. Of course I fucking
kidding. Getting inside you.
Hold on. Their first two records were so good. so fucking good.
Damn, and you know what? People, they didn't stick. I think when they first came out, it's Jonathan Davis's half-brother. Oh, they're related.
That's
they're
what it was. Yep.
That first track that they had with the music video where it was all gruesome. They were on a soundtrack to a movie. Like, they hit.
I found them on a Madden game. That's how I found them on a Madden game, and I was like, man, this band's rad. They kind of sound like Korn. And then I started hearing, like, look, it's his half-brother. And I was like, oh.
Bro, how wild if that was Madden 99? That might have been Madden 99.
Dude, that band goes. I got to see them once before, you know, like when they were really good. It was sick.
All right. After the races here, what are we doing?
Let's talk about some subjects that I wrote down. One of them is, kids will never know what a midnight release is like now.
I like it.
Oh, you almost made me drop my microphone, dog. We really got to talk about this?
Yeah.
We talk about it every single time we talk about New World.
Dude. It's so good. It's like the things, like, okay, like I watch YouTube and I'm like, oh, I get why this is popular. Somebody's watching a movie that I like. And those parts of the movie that made me fucking go crazy, like, oh, shit, this is really happening. You get to see somebody else watch it. But no one is ever going to get to feel what it's like to fucking grab your fucking album, the midnight release before all your friends and shit. You know, you're standing in line. There's like 50 people outside fucking standing in line to pick up an old school Mortal Kombat game or some shit or anything like that.
So for albums, I only went to 2 album midnight releases that I can remember. But video games. Constant, dude. A video game release. And it still trips me up that people love downloads on video games. Like, that's still something I'm not big into video games now like I was. But it still trips me up when people don't want to do hard copies of video games.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's the value in not being able to do, let's pop this in. Let's pop this in. Like, now you're relying on space and, like, going through that space. And it's like, man, that's the...
Well, I think, you know, like, with younger people, the concept of just, like, throwaway media is so... Like, you know, like it's like just it. Like, throw oh, I'll download that. I'll delete that. Yeah. I don't care. You know, like, and like we grew up being like, I don't have shit in my house and I'm bored as fuck. And then you're like, and then whenever you have like your 5 favorite DVDs in your PlayStation 2, you're like, oh shit, let's watch Saving Silverman again, dude. I got the DVD.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Like, how many times do you watch Office Space? Yeah.
So, but now, you know, like a kid's bored at home and they got Netflix, like 1,000 shows to pick from.
I mean, but Netflix is also allowing me to watch shows that, like, how many times I've binged Seinfeld.
Seinfeld sucks.
I just started, are you ready for this? I just started King of the Hill from 97.
Nice. Dude. I just went to episode 1. That's
it
dope.
It has some slap jokes, bro. Yeah. It's got some jokes where you're like, yo, that shit's cancel worthy.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, like, man. Oh, man, that show, one of the times Jabe and I came down to Mike's, we got super fucked up before Mike got off of work, and before we passed out, before he got home, we started watching King of the Hill, and I forgot how fucking amazing that show is.
Man. Did anybody see the new Beavis and Butthead? Did we already ask that?
There's a couple funny episodes.
I've seen them.
No, I meant the movie.
The movie's good. The movie's good, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen either.
Just a spoiler alert, like, there is a part in... the Beavis and Butthead movie, where they're like, okay, so something happens to where they're in modern time, but they're still Beavis and Butthead at this age or whatever.
They're the same age.
So, the same age. They end up at this college, and, like, these girls, like, these feminist chicks are just like, oh, okay, you guys just get to do whatever you want. You get to interrupt us. You get to talk about whatever you want. Cool. And it's just your white privilege. And Butthead's like, what's that? And it's like, the fact that you white people just get to do whatever you want. And he's like, really? That's pretty cool. And then like the rest of the movie, they're just cutting in line, and like someone's like, "Hey man, what are you doing?" He's like, "I get to cut because it's my white privilege." So I was just like, "This is so relevant." Like, fucking,
that's
you
so
know,
brilliant, bro.
What's Mike Judge is like so good at just like setting the tone for the time. You know,
he's
like
a genius
because he's been doing it since like the 90s. So it's just like he sets this dumb, smart tone. You know what I mean? He's like, Beavis and Butthead are dumb, and then he works them through the world in a smart way. You know what I mean? He's like, it's our white privilege, dumbass.
No, dude. But for real, like, the Beavis and Butthead to America was ahead of its time. That movie was tight.
It was,
here's the boys that have been whacking at my tool shed.
That was obviously just Hank Hill, sluts. A different version of Hank Hill. Before.
They were in the show. Yeah, he.
No. It was a different character because it was like the guy who talked like Hank Hill was like bald with like a couple of things, and he was like,
they were like in an RV and
yeah.
He was like whacking at my tool shed.
But yeah, he's
real quick, is that a Heath Legend shirt you have on right now?
No, dude, he films the Clouds.
That's what I thought too.
Band,
I did too. It's so funny. I thought that too.
No, but they Heath Legend did just drop a 2-song little.
Yeah, they're incredible. Yeah.
Banger. Oh, I love.
They're
them,
fucking incredible.
There we go. Finally, we agree on something, Fuzz, because that new
song, dude, stop.
Lemonade, the fucking Lifeless
dude, Lifeless
Lemonade.
I've been seeing it all fucking week.
So good.
It's they never like. You know what? I know we're talking about midnight openings, but what I'm going to say real quick is one thing, and I know all of y'all will agree with me. How does He Is Legend have the heaviest guitar tone of any band,
dude,
for like the last 15 fucking years? Seriously,
live,
they're
too.
So heavy.
Yeah.
Live, too, yeah.
Live, like, they're so good.
No, we were talking. Okay, we were talking about this last night. They're the only band that you're like, okay, the band is so fucking tight and it sounds so heavy live that you expect the singer to sound kind of like shit. And you're like, this is perfect. He's the perfect amount of shit.
Exactly.
And they're the perfect amount of fucking tight as fuck.
Dude, like, we saw him at So What, and it was so amazing. And what sucked is that, like, it's a newer generation of kids, and they're not, like, into it like we are. And so they're just like, what the fuck is this? And me and Jade, being the old fucks in the back, are like, this is the fucking best thing ever. And these new kids are like, I mean, that breakdown's cool, but what is he talking about with fucking Romeo and Juliet? The fuck is he talking about? That's so dumb.
Yeah.
The China White trilogy.
But that was like,
dude, like
on
songs.
The new record, there's going to be another China White. They've already announced that too.
Yes, that's exciting. Rock
but hard. You could tell that Romeo and Juliet or Juliet shit, like at the time, was like kind of scene-ish. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
dude,
it's like
they
were
they
dipping their
they
were dipping their toe into the scene, but they were like drunk. Southern rock at heart, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's what they were. That's what they've been. And now Skyler's sober, I think. But like, that's every time I saw him, he could barely stand up. He was so fucking hammered.
Well, he went through some health scare, didn't he?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
they
went through some health stuff.
There was supposed to be a show in Dallas sometime, like within the last like 7 or 8 months, and they had to cancel. I was super bummed.
Yeah.
And then they toured with Attila like a month or two later. So. But
they canceled that.
Mm-hmm. Did they cancel the Attila tour too? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, they played the Attila. They canceled the other shows to play the Attila tour, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That's what I think it was.
Oh, yeah. That's what it seemed like, too.
Because I think, Mike, didn't you buy tickets and you were pissed off that you didn't get to see him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then they refunded. I was going to take Jenna's dad to go see him because he wants to he wants to go to a metal show. And I was like, He's Legend is like the perfect amount of like southern metal.
And they
go
with like any lineup. You can put them on a southern type lineup. You can put them on an all metalcore lineup. You can put them on something that kind of, you can put them on a festival.
But yeah, okay. So,
so good. Anyway.
We're going to read some of these comments right now though.
Let's hear it.
88 Mach 1. He says, welcome back. Hey, you welcome back. You son of a bitch. Coming back.
You welcome back.
Coming
guy.
Here, hanging out with us. Having fun. Smooching. Clueless Lulus also said Wayne Static.
Yeah,
that
Static
was one.
X.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
hold on. I'm gonna tell a story.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Mike, we were on tour. We were doing y'all's tour back in 2012. And remember, we were supposed to play a festival. And the lineup was Il Nino and Static X were like the headliners.
Yep.
And Wayne Static died like 2 weeks prior or a week prior, and it was like so fuck. It upset me so much because I was so excited to see Static X.
Yeah, but
that
killed me. At that point in time, though, we've been hearing some things just about Wayne Static is going a little crazy with the drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
well,
and because was it Amir that was like touring?
It was,
with them?
Amir was on tour with Il Nino and Static X. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it sucks. It sucks whenever you hear about fucking like heavy drug use. I mean, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I like drugs. I've done them. I've done a lot of them. But
allegedly.
But you know, damn dude, it just sucks whenever you hear about lots of musicians dying because
it
drugs.
It bums you out.
You know what I mean?
Right, dude.
Yeah,
that's what really sucks. Like, Riley from Power Trip, that sucks. Like, that shit, That shit sucks. People this young shouldn't be dying for because of shit like that.
Yeah, know? For sure.
But let's not bring it down. Let's talk about more fun stuff.
But yeah, Jay Synth said Metal Gulf. Metal Gulf. She must have just caught up. You know, whenever you click on like a live video and sometimes
Jay, it was lagging a little bit earlier when I was checking it out.
Jay, get well.
But I fixed my screen.
Donnie Wall, what's up? Looks sick. Thank you, Donnie.
Oh,
Donnie,
shout dude, are you related to the Wahlbergs?
Dude, Donnie Wall. Donnie Wall.
He Donnie is Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg.
Hey, say hello to your mother.
That's Donnie Wahlberg? Oh, shit.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Nicole Favre.
Thanks, Donnie. Shout out to Donnie, though, because he did all these nerding out with rickshaw logos.
Oh, and Donnie. Sick, dude. Yeah, I'm coming to you for some shit, for sure, because these are dope.
He definitely wants some shit.
These are dope.
Made. I like your mustache.
Thanks, bro. You know, I didn't want to come on here with a beard and be like everybody cool. else. So.
Oh, sorry. Fuck.
Listen.
Like everybody, I don't want to look like y'all, so I had to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Dude,
bro. Sorry.
You're looking awfully handsome with the mustache, though. But,
thanks.
True,
but
I dig it.
I'm giving out rides.
Fucking nut duster, baby. Got that nut duster.
If you dressed the right way, though, like if you dressed fancy, like you would seem like a murderer, though. You know what I mean?
Only if I dress fancy?
Accurate.
Yeah, because, like, you know, with a tie-dye like shirt, I'm like hey, really man, true. You look like
high
a casual,
eyes,
you're like
high
a
ass eyes.
Casual murderer, but, like, he seems cool. Like, he won't kill me.
I mean, I would party with him because he won't kill me, but he'll probably kill somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Stop it.
Totally get that.
I'm not going to report him. No, fuck no.
I'm like, hey, bro,
I'm not going to report him. I'm not no narc.
Yeah, exactly.
We're tight.
Listen, bro, you were real cool. I gotta go kill somebody though. But hey, just good seeing you. I might catch you at the next party, but I gotta go kill this person.
Allegedly.
All right. So the main topic we've been talking about is Every Time I Die. We have never got a chance to talk about this on the show. There was a point in time where I was y'all came down to Austin. You were like, hey, we're gonna go to this Every Time I Die show. You guys should try to come. And my wife was like, yeah, we should go. But I was like, I got to work. I also just talked to Young Michael. Young Michael is like doing a tour with Every Time I Die at the beginning of the year. I'll see him then. Turns out that they break up. Like what?
Before that tour. Before the Spirit
Box. Yeah. Before that tour.
They broke up in like, January.
Yeah, okay.
January, like 12th, I was in Hawaii. And like my chick got mad at me because I spent all day looking at my phone. I was like, what is going on?
So what... Let's just talk about it. Who thinks? I mean, obviously, signs point a certain direction, but was Keith?
Don't make me choose between mom and dad.
Was Keith the problem? Did like okay. you know? And go ahead.
Okay, Chris. I'm gonna go ahead because their merch guy is a really good friend of mine.
Right,
and I'm not going to say one way or the other because it's not my place to put
right,
anything out
close.
There in the open. Yes, but from what it seemed like, from like just my personal perspective, is that he was kind of the problem, sadly.
Right.
And I also, you know, like you've heard that like their relationship, Jordan and Keith's relationship, wasn't good from like years ago, from like 2012, 2013. Like it wasn't good from back then. And just from the things that I've read, and it kind of just seems, I don't know, like, I don't know, man. Keith just feels like he lost it. Like when he was posting those videos from like the bathtub and stuff. Like I know you're sober, but it seemed like you were fucking eating pills still. You know what I'm saying? Like just the way, like I don't know. That's just how I felt about the whole situation, right. and it bums me out because of it.
And it's like not even I don't know. Like I whenever we talk about stuff like this or we see one of our favorite brands break up, it's like I'm not thinking about it like I've met them on tour and they were nice to me. I'm talking about them and talking, you know, like they're just a, you know, faceless band that has been making music I love for a long time. You know what I mean? I don't judge their personal character when I'm thinking
right.
about this situation. It's just like,
yeah,
because
that's
happened?
Not your place to judge.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
exactly. So
they make dope music. So who fucking cares?
But you know, like there seems to be rifts that form between band members and certain members, and like you know, sometimes there's a lot of shit going on, so it's hard to.
Yeah, exactly.
What sucks in this situation is they're brothers.
Yeah.
What sucks in this situation is they've been in this particular situation for 20 plus years almost, since they were teens.
Like Oasis?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we all see the warning signs of like, hey, it's not the easiest relationship to manage, especially when it's a sibling or what have you that's sharing the profession.
Do you remember whenever they played that, Oasis played that Unplugged show, and it was like a sold out crazy crowd?
Yeah, and then walked away.
Liam didn't even go to the show because he said he didn't feel good. And then he's like in the crowd.
Yeah.
And they like pointed him out. stuff like that.
It's just.
Shout out Oasis.
It's weird shit. And like what's unfortunate, and a lot of people I think kind of pointed this out during the whole Every Time I Die thing, is it probably does fall a lot to mental health, right? And like Keith obviously did get sober and he did go through his time where I guess he found himself and opened up a lot, but.
Going through a divorce as well.
Huge divorce. Yes. And was public with it, had his podcast for a while. He pretty much started living out of a fucking trailer, like had his daughter with him. It was a very personal, public, and all that, regardless of what people say, it's taxing. And it's going to have some sort of mental toll, and that's unfortunate. And it seems as though the band was even willing to kind of work on it. And maybe build a bridge for the sake of keeping the band alive. And obviously the four of them, I think, are going to continue doing something. And they've kind of alluded to it since. It just seemed like Keith was being stubborn. Didn't want to really budge at all. Didn't really want to have any type of give in terms of what he was, I guess, calling the shots, what have you. But it just sucks because it seems like there is a path to reconciliation. There is a path to them coming back and doing something in the future. And it just seems like they're just being hard-headed.
Yeah, it's like the type of thing, though, that like everybody has to remember that you have to fucking practice being a good person, or else, like, anything that you don't practice, you fall the opposite way. You know what I mean? Like, so if your friends call you and they say, hey, you want to go out tonight? And you say no, and you say no, and you say no, you're eventually going to fucking hang out by yourself all the time, and that's what the way your life's going to turn out. So whenever it like comes to...
It's pretty sick when you do that.
But, like, you know, when you're in a band, you have to communicate with like five different people and you're like running a business together and you're running all this stuff. Like, you have to communicate and you have to like talk about shit, or eventually it's going to fucking lead down a path where everybody's like, fuck you, we quit.
Right. Well, what's fucked up? Like, aside from all the things that I've heard from close, you know, to the situation.
Yeah.
You go read all their, like, there's five guys in the band. When four of them are posting on Twitter that it was his fault and he was the one that wasn't willing to work with something, like, you're kind of like, okay, maybe one or two guys, but when four out of the five guys are kind of saying that it's like his fault, I mean, who are you going to side with at that point? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you know?
Not only that, but you also not just... was it that the band was coming forward and kind of giving their take on it? You also had public, or not public, but you had other people coming public, like girlfriends of the members of the bands, people that were involved with the band, roadies, people that had quit in the wake of the drama, and even they were saying, hey, it's a lot leaning into Keith's direction, you know, a lot of stress. Yep. He wasn't willing to even work with the crew and the band in terms of shows that they were working together the last month or two. Like, it was rough for them to work together from what it seemed like leading up to the blow-up. You know?
Nope. I just wish their last album sucked.
Oh my god! That was the, like, their album before that was the best, and then they did that.
They topped it somehow.
Oh my god!
20 tracks.
Oh my god!
If they would have released some shit, and then they would have been like, it would have been an easier.
Right,
but they didn't really get to. I don't think they played
masterpiece.
A lot of those songs off the new record live once. So it's tragic. It's super tragic,
bro.
When it comes on my Spotify, I turn it because I still can't
listen
to it.
I did for like a month. Yeah,
I can't, ready. Dude. I can't do it.
I listen to it two or three times a week. Still, I'm
I can't. It hurts because it's my friends buddies of ours, Rabbit and Jabe, we used to get drunk and we would have this debate about the best Every Time I Die record. And we finally came to a conclusion that Every Time I Die has never put out a bad record. Yeah. Like, they're all great.
Correct.
Even the ones that I think are the worst, they're still better than most people's. And so it was just like, okay, this is one of the greatest bands of all time because they've never put out a bad record.
That's not many.
Nothing
not
has
many,
been bad.
There's not many bands where the discussion of which album is their best exists, especially from the scene, you know?
Right, well, right.
Do you remember the like? It was like how many bands had the die thing in it when they first came out? Though
as I lay dying,
it dies today. As I lay dying,
it dies today was ball though too.
Yo, thread like, that dude. That one song they had. That one song, dude. That riff. Those dudes riff.
It dies today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut that down.
But man, did they suck live? They were so bad.
Oh, dude, he couldn't do anything live.
So bad.
He was, dude. I swear, it was like song two. He was like, "I'm all out of his steam, guys. We gotta get out of here."
The second album was the one they had that song 6th of June on, and it turned like hair metal rock for like a minute.
Oh yeah.
And then they got another. Their album that they did with the other dude, Lividity, is a slapper.
Yeah. It's not bad.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like,
every time
what do I have to say?
Keith, it's your fault. Get back into it. Let's go, baby. Come on.
Yeah, dude.
Mom and dad, just make up and get back together for the kids.
Just get
honestly,
back together
just
with the
be
guys.
Civil.
At least give
just
us some joint custody. Let the four go out and play some Every Time I Die songs. Keith, go and do like a spoken word of your lyrics and just let us.
Hey, okay, but we didn't talk about that Jordan, Goose, they've got their new project. Andy's not in it currently from what I've seen on
he's too
Instagram.
Busy wrestling.
He's, man, that's.
He's killing it.
He's getting an action figure too.
Killing it.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's so
he's
going to
be
cool.
in a video game.
That's it. How fucking cool is that? Anyways, so everyone can play with their little Andes. But yeah, I'm really excited. I just hope they put something out instead of just cock teasing it on Instagram.
There's probably legal shit involved where they can't do shares from Every Time I Die shit. They can't, you know, they're fucking. Yeah.
Oh, they deleted the Twitter. Everything got super legal, dude. Yeah, they had to delete everything. Like, I don't know how they're still putting out. They did what was it, vinyls not too long ago, or shirts or something?
Well,
I don't know how they're doing that.
That's
right.
The label doing shit.
Right.
By the way, you have a fan in our chat, Fuzz, Pierre Blaise.
Oh, my God, Pierre, I love you so much.
There you go, baby. He says, why are you so damn beautiful, Fuzz?
God damn it, Pierre, I love you so much, dude.
Also,
Mike, you know
Pierre. Dude,
I
know Pierre. Pierre, what up? What up? How you doing? I'm sorry. I think maybe you might have called me in the past 3 months, but then I was at work, and I forgot to call you back. I apologize.
I love you, Pierre. God damn it, I fucking love you, dog.
Pierre, one time, I think the first week that I met him, we played a show, and he was working for fucking... All Shall Perish.
Yeah.
And we were at like a hotel or something, and we were like, yo, we need to go. It was in Corpus Christi, and we're like, we need to go to the first Whataburger and get some food. And he was like, I'm your man. I'll drive the van. I'm sober, and he did it. So
shout out
to Pierre.
Dude.
Yo, dude, I remember my snare broke first night on a tour in California in San Diego, and the next day we were playing like Pomona or something, and I was like, dude, I got to go buy a new snare, and he's like. I'll take you to Guitar Center. Let's go. And he did. He took me to Guitar Center.
What a nice man.
Dude, I love that fucking guy. I love you, Pierre, so much, dude.
Pierre's got some love.
Yo, Masked Llama said, oh, there's Toby. Toby's got a fan.
That is Toby. For Secret Levels Podcast, that is our librarian. He has listened to all the shows, and if there's something like, hey, I said something in this episode, but I don't know what episode it is, he's the guy we can go to, and he's like, oh, it's episode 13, this and da 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 da.
Okay.
That's so awesome. So we call him the librarian, the llama librarian.
All right, llama librarian.
Also,
I
think I forgot to read this, the Clueless Lulus. She was talking about the midnight releases. She says, I was at a midnight release when Halo was releasing. I forget which one, maybe Halo Reach. And I was the only one there to pick up Sims 3. So,
Shout out to my sister, Jack. Me and her went to the Halo Reach one. She used to be a really, really good Halo player online.
Nice.
Do you remember goodies? Like when you pre-ordered a game, you'd get some goodies, like a T-shirt, you dude. Not like a mask, not
you
like
get
a
deluxe bundle.
Yeah, that's why. Like right now with the digital shit, I'm like, I still don't want to give in, but like because I want like them to be like, "Yo, Street Fighter 6, are you gonna pick it up?" Because I heard you get a free punch in the face if you go out and pick it up. And I'd be like, "Yeah, that's a collector's edition punch, dude." You know what I mean?
Who's a collector's punch, dog?
Who's pushing me? It's just the manager at GameStop? Fuck that. Dude,
I heard Chun-Li will fucking kick you in the face and then
like,
you might get a taste of her foot. You know what I mean?
Yummy.
We would all love a taste of her foot.
Is it, is it too early to talk about which video game character we'd all fuck?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
That's, okay, I was going to bring this up.
Honda.
I think it's great that like as people, I'm not even going to say guys because I know it's everyone. As people in general, when you're bored, like say you're at work or whatever, hanging out with your friends, you're like, hey, which so-and-so would you fuck? Yeah. Like, Murder my fuck the kill. Best really? One to ever exist was, which Spice Girl would you fuck?
All
you know what I mean?
All of them.
All of them. He says, you can't just cheat like that, dude.
Damn, so
no, you can. You can. That's an option.
On it.
Which one do I have to choose? Are you telling me I can only pick one?
I'm sporty or scary, dog. Sporty or scary. I don't fuck
so
around.
So I will start
posh
with this.
Right now.
No, okay. I'll start like this. At the time when I was a kid and motherfucking, yo, I tell you what I want. And it was the first time I ever heard it. I was like, yo,
baby,
the redheaded girl.
Ginger.
At
Ginger,
the time,
bro.
I was like, yes.
Hell yeah.
But as a mature adult man or an immature adult man, I will say sporty. Is kind
of sporty
kind of a
was a baddie. Sporty was a baddie.
Sporty,
she was like a low key baddie though.
So
she had that
tooth. So
she
everyone
had that
else,
tooth. She had a rough one.
When you were a child,
yes.
Who was it? And now who was it?
From the Spice Girls.
Yes, you go first.
Back then, probably baby for sure. Only because I feel like she was like the made to be popular one.
Right, and she looked like an anime girl.
Ginger,
you know?
Ginger Spice. She did. She did. Ginger
Before
Spice,
anime girls were a thing.
Yes, that is true too.
Yeah.
I mean, now Posh Spice, dude. She's been banging. There's a reason Beckham is fucking in it.
David Beckham is who I'd fuck. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Which Spice Girl?
Except he, couldn't talk.
David Beckham.
Except he couldn't talk, though.
Toby?
Dude, you know he's had a little Spice Girl in him. Quit playing.
Yo, sis. That's
his
sister,
yeah.
Right?
He's taking a... Oh, she can put a couple fingers in my butt if she wants.
Oh,
I mean,
dude,
I
four
no,
at least.
I have no problem with that. She can do whatever she... Yeah.
As my father would say.
See, here's the problem. I don't remember which Spice Girl was which younger. I do remember we had the CD. I remember my dad had it. I was like, why don't we?
I can give them to you and like describe them.
Deeply describe them to me, please.
Everything.
I could give you each where it could remind you, probably.
So Baby Spice was the blonde girl with the pigtails.
I mean,
like
I mean,
an anime girl.
We're in the future. I have this device.
Oh, here.
Yeah, look. He
could
pull
it
up on the TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
TV
pull it up on the...
Hey, we're stupid, by the way.
Yeah, we're dumb because we're not... Like, we usually don't have a setup to where we could actually Google stuff.
This is a legit setup, by the way.
So.
Some Joe Rogan shit, bro.
Spice Girls right there. We're stupid.
Yeah, we're dumb because we're not like we usually don't have a setup.
This is me. I'm sorry. I'll shut this off.
There you go.
I didn't realize that.
We were like hearing echoes of our past selves.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what is this? Why is this up?
That didn't generally happen in the past. Okay, there you go. This was them, no doubt.
Okay.
Like, years
okay.
ago. This is
no doubt,
this is
bro.
Sporty.
No doubt, bro.
This is baby.
Go
scary,
to this picture down here.
Posh
or one
and
of
Ginger.
These two where we can see. Here we go.
Yes.
Okay. I mean.
Yes. All of them, dude. All of them.
Yeah. Why am I going to pick one?
Why I got to pick one?
Can you see
what
we're doing,
bro? Why I got to pick one?
It just names in a hat and draw one for me. I don't know. Like, what am I really picking here?
I mean,
is any
okay,
of them a loser?
You have to go back. You have to go back and say which one would 12-year-old want to
okay,
nuzzle their face in between.
12-year-old is obviously
this one.
The yes,
okay.
Yes. Which one's that?
That
this
one
is
Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice.
Ginger's my babe.
Okay, and then now, how old are you?
33.
33. Oh shit! I did not mean to click on the article. 33-year-old Toby wants to smash which one?
Ooh.
Maybe we get a clip.
I'll tell you what I want, bro.
I think that we need a clip of each of them speaking, too.
Is this the first?
I need to know their favorite colors. I need to know, like where they grew up.
Like,
what's their sign?
Yo, thank you for watching our movie, Spice World.
Look at this. Is them grown
Yo,
up.
Yo, that movie was dope.
That
good play.
A,
you
it
know
was
it was good, bro.
This is them grown up. Look at this.
This is them all grown up.
Yeah, I can't get like a big one, but look,
this
they're
is
all
them
adult.
All grown up. They were pretty grown up already.
Yo, okay, so.
Yeah, huh.
They need to do a sequel, you know? Spice World.
Yo, I thought they did.
Yo.
Or maybe they could be in the Dune sequel, you know what I'm saying? Because of the spice, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Does anybody know
this
that?
Is why we need a boot, this is why we need a boot button.
We do not need a boot button because I would never be in here.
Yeah, you would, dude. Have faith. Come on.
What are some other good ones, though? Like, which Hanson girl would you do with? Is that enough?
There's no wrong answer there, is there?
Which Hanson song were you not embarrassed to sing out loud?
Oh, dude. We all sang Umbop, dude.
I sang them all.
That's the only song.
Man, have y'all ever read the lyrics to Umbop? It's ridiculous.
Yes, the man who listens and not lie, only one.
Oh, I like that one. Oh, cool. You did have it up. Nice.
You know, that's a awesome band doesn't get enough love whose lead singer was a babe?
Wait.
Aqua.
Ooh.
Wait, I need a refresher.
Which one was Aqua? Was that?
Yeah.
Okay. Aqua, but that's Barbie Girl, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm a Barbie girl. Oh, we got to save these these for the show and tell, dog.
Aqua band. Well, I mean, we're...
I forgot to tell the audience, hey, we're going to do, from now on when we do
this
these
chick?
Live...
That chick?
Yeah, dog. Not with that hair, bro. Look at the one.
What do you
with
mean
album
not
cover
with that hair?
The bottom.
It's
look down.
That
go
hair,
down.
Album
the album cover, bro. The album cover. Go down.
This is the album cover.
That one's
no,
cool.
No,
that
no
one.
It's not that one.
That
dude,
one
she's a babe, bro.
She's like
quit.
A Frankenstein girl.
Quit. Where are
but
her
yeah,
bubbles?
From, hey, girl. From now on, anyone paying attention to that maybe wants to come back once a month and hear us talk, we're going to do this half and half. We're going to do the first half of the show. We're going to be bringing up topics like this and talking about them. And then on the second half of the show, we're definitely just going to like watch stupid videos the whole time and maybe just like, you know, I think each person should get a turn to bring up something we should watch together. And you know what I mean? We might take requests and stuff like that. So
okay. Wow. That's cool. I like it. Mass Llama added that they went to the midnight release of Assassin's Creed, which was also a great game.
Oh, tie.
I don't play video games, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't play anymore either, but I did.
I do play some, but it's like it has to be special for me.
Some.
Like
fucking
I'm,
Mike, dude, I've watched you sit for like 8 hours
that's
playing
true.
Fucking video
that's
games.
True. But,
I don't play that much.
But no, you have to. It has to be a particular game. Like Elden Ring is the only game that I played. Elden Ring
you die
and Legend of Zelda. What's the newest one? Breath of the Wild. I played those two games. Those are the only games I played this year. And I played the ever-loving shit out of them. So I'm not going to touch the PlayStation. It's like whenever you're like, I'm not going to touch my dick until it's like absolutely ready. You know what I mean? Like right when it's time. That's when
I touch
it
all the time, dog.
See, like, you know, some guys are like
in.
Touching it all the time, fluffing it.
I'm with Brian on this one. What kind of weird world are you living
what
in? Dog,
is?
You're not,
no,
when
like,
you're not touching your hog.
We've been going for about an hour and 8 minutes now. So, I mean, we can finish out.
We
like,
still
maybe,
have a couple of major
yeah,
topics I think we need to touch
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
most importantly,
nobody's touching on me.
The
what's going on with the history of moshing?
Okay, so yeah, I do. I have the history of moshing for you guys. There is a legitimate history of moshing that can be at least, you know, and I figured I'd bring this up just because it'd be a nice little tidbit. We're all kind of from the metal scene, the metalcore, hardcore scene, what have you. Moshing is a big part of what we come from.
Mm-hmm.
We're all from the same cloth, and it's a part of our history for sure. So does anybody, I got a little guess here. Does anybody want to take a little quiz? Anybody want to take a stab at what music genre and from where started moshing? Was it either UK punk from the 70s or was yes. it American hardcore punk from the 80s?
I think it, that was punk. UK punk, the punk rock scene in the UK. And if I remember correctly, I've just heard this on like a fucking TikTok video or something dumb. Like, it was the band's name or something, or someone misheard something, and then, like, it was... Fuck, I can't remember, but they finally shortened it down to moshing. Mosh, kind of.
Okay, so, from my understanding, you are, I think, on the right page there.
Yeah, I just don't remember it all. Like,
there was this band called Scream, and they had a song called Total Mosh. But it was spelled MASH, M-A-S-H, and MASH is what they refer to it as in magazines in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was actually
the American punk hardcore scene that started moshing.
Oh.
UK punk started like scat dancing or whatever they call that, scagging.
Scat dancing. Scagging. Is that when you shit your pants?
Probably a poop. Yeah, maybe not scat dancing. Skidat. That's what I think. Skidat. Like, yeah, right? Pogoing was also very popular during UK punk scenes. But
what is pogoing? Pogoing. Can you demonstrate?
Pogoing is just when you jump like up and sex. Down.
Oh.
Jump up and down. Yeah, but that's pogoing.
I honestly don't like the sound of that. That sounds like some shit you would do in the bedroom.
You're thinking of pegging. You're thinking of pegging.
Tomato, tomato, dog. Yes, tomato, tomato. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so you've never done that with a pogo stick, though?
The
multiple times.
The grandfathers of moshing are considered to be that band Scream and Bad Brains. From good old Washington, D.C. I don't know if you guys are Bad Brains fans.
Glasshaw was heavily influenced by Bad Brains.
They were.
Yeah.
Bad Brains started a lot. They're responsible for bands like H2O and bands like that that were awesome and amazing.
You know, a lot of on the subject, a lot of people always talk to me about... I have a few friends I go to shows with here in Austin, and they're like... Some are against moshing. Some are against hardcore dancing, you know, and vice versa. Like, if they like one, they don't like the other or whatever. But, like, I worked at this place called Smoke and Beauty, and they would have, like, jazz bands play. And all these swing dancers would come in and just shred. And I was like, man, this makes me realize, like, every music has a form of dancing.
Some sort of a mosh.
Yeah. Like I don't give a shit if it's jazz or if it's metal or whatever. But like, you want to be doing something with your body. You want to be dancing, whether you like free flowing it or you're like practicing punching air in front of the mirror because you're like a hardcore kid. You know what I mean?
Well, the reason that I went down this rabbit hole, and I believe that we were actually, if I'm not mistaken, as a part of an extended series, going to do a deep dive investigation into the true history of hardcore dancing, but apparently it has Greco-Roman roots.
Nice.
Apparently.
Yeah. Dope.
Apparently. Who knows
Greco-Roman
what kind of music,
wrestling.
Who
knows you're going to want to put the oil on.
Yeah.
You just...
I don't know what kind of music they were banging on clay pots and shit back then and on rocks, but they were apparently moshing.
What's the deal with that, though? Do you ever notice what? That? Like, whenever people, like, if you meet a friend that's into moshing, they fucking hate hardcore dancing.
I just don't like that
stupid
ninja shit. Like, that ninja shit stuff.
You're just going to hurt somebody. like, you're going to, like, I have a friend that's like, he's like, hardcore dancing is always end up hurting somebody, but I will go in there and push people until they fall. You know what I mean? Like,
that sounds like Juan. That just sounds like Juan is what you just said right there.
The worst of, crowd killing is not acceptable, period.
Yes, it is. Shut the fuck up. It is,
listen,
too.
To me,
Jesus fucking Christ.
It depends on
it's
what
a part
show.
Of the show.
It depends on
get
what
over
show you're at.
It is. Yeah. If you go to a hardcore show, if you go to a Kubla Khan show, if you go to fucking X Tyrant X, or if you go to some crazy ass shit, crowd killing is a part of the territory.
Let me talk about the number one crowd killing show, Dillinger Escape Plan. Right?
Oh, I wouldn't anticipate that there. But I will say, as far as injuries go, I have two spectrum injuries in terms of fucking moshing versus hardcore dancing. I've seen several people get knocked out via hardcore dancing at shows to where they're just laid
I've
out.
I've knocked
to where,
several people out.
I'm sure you have. You're
dancing.
A big gentleman. At a Thrice show like 2 years ago,
damn.
Of all places, someone got knocked out cold and they stopped playing during a fucking
damn.
Thrice show to make you show. Now, to that opposite effect, I was at Ozfest in 2005. And there was these bonfires going, and I saw a kid moshing and snap his arm in half from moshing because he decided to mosh into a bigger gentleman, Fuzz's size, let's say. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman was very, very small. And Fuzz's size gentleman palms this poor little kid up in the air and slams him on the ground and breaks his arm. And that
my
was
God,
a moshing,
that kid had a family.
Yeah, that was a moshing tactic. And so both are equally as brutal. If not equally as savage. You should only go in there if you're willing to get hurt and you're ready to get hurt. Yes. And that's just how it is.
Yeah, I have a lot of those kinds of stories. Back in my younger days, I remember this guy, my wife came up to me and she was like, hey, this guy just bowed up to me like he was going to hit me. And she pointed him out.
Ooh.
So I went out there and I choke slammed him.
Yes.
Right in the middle of the fucking pit. And then I was like, man, this stuff is actually kind of fun. And that's when I started hardcore dancing. And And I have I won
the Undertaker in there. You're just booting kids. Dude,
I fucked him up.
Fucking and throwing them.
So Mike, Toby might have been there, but I know Mike remembers Wichita Falls. You remember the 169, the VFW we used to play at?
Yeah.
Well, some dude, like, they used to hardcore dance like crazy there, and, like, somebody knocked our singer at the time over all the drum sets that were set up. And they were like, Fuzz, you got to go out there, blah, blah, blah. You know, I hand all my shit to Lee, and I go out there, and I wait. And I kicked him in the fucking back and bowed him up, dude. I would swear his head touched the back of his fucking feet. And I fucked his whole fucking world up. And, like, I did shit like that. Like, the people I'm friends with from, like, the Dallas scene is because we used to just, like, fucking just ruin people's lives at shows. I'm not ashamed of that. That's what we used to fucking do. Like, there, you know, it wasn't like we were purposely fucking people up, but if, like, somebody hit somebody that they shouldn't have, dude, they got the shit beat out of them. It was rough,
dude. My favorite era of that, of like just when hardcore dancing first started or coming around to where it was like seeing kids doing it. Like, I love the era that, like, you know, obviously swoopy hair guys were like practicing in front of the mirror. And like, I remember shout out John Bernay. But I remember going out to a show and it was almost like single file lines of kids. And it's like the first person, you know, like closest to the stage would just be like doing his thing. But then the person behind him would wait till it was like not cool. It'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a good move. And then finally, when it wasn't cool, the person behind would fucking kick them on the ass and knock them out of the way. And then the next person would start doing his thing, like in his spot. And I was just like, this is crazy. Like, this is almost like, you know, the fucking hardcore Olympics or something. You know what I mean? No.
I didn't hardcore dance till I joined because of her. Like, I thought it was dumb as hell. And
you were anti hardcore kid. You were like the mosher guy.
I was a hardcore kid that did not like hardcore dancing.
But you liked moshing at the time, I bet, right?
But I loved moshing, And then I remember, like, you were like, we were talking about it, and you were like, dude, I'm gonna do the lawnmower, or I'm gonna pick up some change, or I was like, all right, that's cool. And I remember going, I can tell you the show that I went to the first time. It was First Blood in a Mirror, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. And I did it and was like, this is fucking dope. And then I just started fucking everybody. That's just what I started
fucking everybody.
That show turned into an orgy.
Yo
dude. Shout out Orgy. Stitches is dope.
We called it the mosh putt, and it was fucking
the mosh putt.
Mosh putt.
It was tight.
The mosh putt, dog.
But mosh putt. Okay, we have a couple. Donnie says Distillers, such a baddie, Drain the Blood video. We were talking about hot chicks. We were talking about Spice Girls. And then Evil Ringo. I thought Pogo was a Pokemon thing. I don't know. Maybe.
Pokemon sucks.
Yep.
I didn't know that they associated Pokemon stuff with sex, though. You know what I mean? Because we were talking about Pegan.
Isn't the System of a Down song Bounce about
the Poco 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 Poco?
Yeah, it's about an orgy.
Oh, shit. That's
everyone
it's about.
Wants it, to play.
It, and it's in the movie Pets.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're just, he's.
Jake's so exotic.
All right, yeah, we're going longer than I thought we would, but like, hey, it's turned into fun. So maybe we could just keep going. I've got some endurance tonight. What about y'all?
Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Okay.
But let's keep going.
What videos are we watching? Anything over to you?
I don't care. I have no videos to watch.
We'll get to the videos. Can you see what we're showing on the screen, Fuzz?
Yeah, I fixed it.
Oh, okay. But what about
to IT school, dog?
If he's doing YouTube stuff, is he showing?
Yeah, I saw it. It's showing up on my screen. Yeah.
Cool. We'll move on to the next subject. Maybe we'll do like one more subject, and then we'll just like save this for like the next time. You know, we're going through the list.
Yeah, because then I can have a video that I want to show next.
Oh, we still got to get to the She-Hulk thing. I'd like to say that just for fun.
Well,
let's start with that.
What's the She-Hulk?
Oh, no.
I want to hear the She-Hulk.
Okay, so we'll get into the She-Hulk rant. Like, everyone is a little sensitive about the MCU lately. Like, everyone is sitting there going like, why are we getting all these like girl things? Like we got Ms. Marvel. We got, you know, we're into She-Hulk. But everything to me has still been way more quality than a lot of fucking shit going on with like our pop culture. You know what I mean? Like, like to me, I mean, of course, you're fine to like and hate whatever you want. You know what I mean? There's been a lot of boring shit out there to me, and I've still been enjoying it. I still enjoyed, and you know, the fact, even though you were talking shit about, you know, the Multiverse of Madness and like Thor. Like, I still love those movies. I still appreciated them. I think that everyone is starting to forget that Phase 1 was a mess. Phase 1, it was. Like, it had some good ones, and it had some mediocre ones, but they still outdid a lot of other comic book stuff coming out at the time, right? So, but the biggest irk that I've been having is, like, it's okay to hate She-Hulk. If you hate She-Hulk, that's fine. But there are a lot of people that are males that are very offended by She-Hulk.
That's not why I don't like it. Okay. Like, mine has nothing. Like, I love Powerful Woman. I think it's great for women in general, like, for people to look at it, because women are the greatest thing ever, whatever the fuck. But I don't like it because I don't like it because how it began, how quick she became this fucking oh, I can control it. Get the fuck out of here. Stop.
Right. But that's because just the way the character was written in the comics.
Yes, fucking know it was, but that's not my point. My point is I don't like it's really dumb. I feel stupid because I hate things that start slow. Mm. But this started super fast, and for some reason I fucking hated it, and I should like it. Okay. But I didn't like how quick it, how she was like, oh, I'm amazing now. It's like, no, stop. No.
Okay, I can respect that one.
It has nothing to do with the women. People who are fucking bitching about women in Marvel, they can go fuck themselves. Stupid. See, that's dumb as fuck.
But it's like I'm saying, too, like, you know, you could totally hate everything. I could see why some people might not like Multiverse of Madness.
Right.
I could see why some people might not like She-Hulk. But, like, there is this big thing that's happening where, like, a lot of fucking angry-ass male dudes are just, like, they think that everything is made for them. And they're just man, this girl show that's written by a girl is, like, making jokes about guys, and I hate it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like,
it's dumb.
What? Like, I actually got a text from a friend about how much they thought it sucked because they said, there are no positive male characters. They talk shit about guys, and it's like the message they're trying to send to like whoever's watching is like, you know, against males, and they didn't
guess
like
who
that.
Sent that.
Well, I wasn't gonna say, you know, I wasn't
that,
gonna.
I don't know for sure, but who that sounds like? Sounds like Ross Compton. Am I correct?
I'm not gonna say that you're right.
I'm not gonna say that you're right,
but. Yeah, but the actual conversation was just like, and like I said, I specifically in a text said.
Did you say specifically?
Yeah, I said specifically.
Atlantically.
Yeah, but anyways, I specifically said, man, it's okay. It's okay if you just hate things, you know, or hate the show. Not everything is meant for you. And he was like, this person, not him, this person that texted me, was like, yo. I don't like that she said, what was it? She said, man, you know what? I've been controlling my temperature.
My temperature? Oh, my God.
Sorry. She said, my temper. I've been controlling my temper way longer than, you know, like a guy like you would, because people catcall me and people that are above me that have power treat me a certain way. And I can't say anything. Because then I'm just that crazy girl. And that was, you know, something the person specifically called out and was like, this is bullshit. Why are you sending us this message? And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just a girl show written by a girl. They're not wrong. Like, they're not lying about stuff. They're not making things up.
She's saying that she's good at controlling her anger because girls are forced to have to do that, unfortunately. Yeah. It's not like it's a good thing, but it's letting her know that, hey, the reason she can control her anger, which a lot of women probably have mastered, because they're forced to.
Right.
Exactly. And I bet that dude who texts you that ain't never been catcalled at all because he's ugly as fuck.
But honestly, all of the things he said to me in this text, like it writes a topic on its own.
Yeah.
Because the next thing that was said was like, I don't know, man. I don't think that they would ever in real life have a show where guys just kind of talk shit about women and degrade women. And I thought about that for a minute, and I was like, wait, how many shows have you not watched? Like, how many shows can we talk about where they just kind of poke fun at women? And it's like almost every show for a long time. Yeah. We have specific characters like Barney Stinson that are characters specifically created to be like, ah, yeah, this is gotta get these women, gotta get them to like get naked, you know, like gotta get them, like this the stereotypical make me a sandwich joke, you know what I mean, like stuff like that. And I'm just like, either way, I'm the type of guy that's like, you know, like let's talk shit both ways, let's have equality, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like I'll make a sandwich joke, I'll say do the dishes kind of joke, but I'll also not bitch whenever the girl show tells me the same things about men, you know what I mean?
One of the things that I kept seeing online and just on my Facebook feed, my friends were pissed about the twerking scene and like, oh, that's stupid, making a superhero twerk and stuff.
You don't think a girl...
Listen, before you say anything, we had fucking Star-Lord dance, have a dance-off to save the world. We had Iron Man piss his fucking suit. We had all these like silly yeah. moments. Why can't this person twerk? And a lot of the... Hold on. I really like that there's different genres of shows in the MCU.
Exactly.
I think that's cool. And honestly, I want to see more like... more shows like this, because she's not trying to be a superhero through the whole thing. Like her whole thing is like, I'm a fucking lawyer.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be a superhero.
They bring up some really cool points that, like, if you're nerding out and stuff, like, oh yeah, you're right. People would have these IPs and like try to make money and bootleg merchandise.
Yeah,
and this is something that we never hear about from any kind of superhero thing. Like, I mean, I'm sure it's been in the comics at some point, yeah. but like on TV, you've never heard like, oh yeah, they've got all this bootleg merch, and oh, she's fighting for her IP to She-Hulk and stuff like yeah, all that's like, so somebody, funny and different.
Somebody tries to sue her, like to use the word She-Hulk, like you know what I mean. Like you don't think about the comic world of like someone trying to steal your name,
because that's a real shit thing. Your name stolen for shit. Yeah. So, were you gonna say something?
I don't know. No, go ahead.
So, TV has always been, and this comes from like a media communications perspective, but TV has always been a better representation of life than movies have, and they've always. That's why you see like sitcoms portrayed as television series, because it's something that the family can follow along on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's meant to grab the masses, as opposed to like a movie. If it's a rom-com, it's only gonna get the people that want to do a rom-com, you know, shit like mm-hmm. that. So, and this ties back into, like, I'm not nearly as ingrained into the MCU as you guys are. I am a fan. But I've been a fan of the last 4 or 5 years, maybe even longer, of the TV shows mm-hmm. over the movies.
Okay.
I feel like the TV shows have been better products just for the sake of the storytelling, for the sake of the relevance to, like, real-world shit, mm-hmm. shit that's going on now that maybe we can relate to, even though they are superhero TV shows, right? The fucking Vision, WandaVision was a great example.
Loki
of that.
And WandaVision Loki are fucking
was a
incredible.
Fucking great show.
Incredible.
You know, and I think that's just. People are going to complain about anything, and that just piggybacks onto the cancel culture topic as it is, but the fact that they're piggybacking about the direction that this phase of the MCU is going, when me as a casual MCU fan, can see that they're putting a lot of effort into the series and into the Disney Plus side of things, the fucking, you know,
well,
carry
and
on.
Like, I'm
just
not
a better product overall.
And like when you go to the comic book store, like this is like the best analogy I could think of is like you go to the comic book store, you have like $50 in your pocket, dude. You're not gonna pick up every single issue of every single character, right?
Right.
You're gonna pick your favorites, but we are fortunate enough to start having so many MCU properties that when we do like kind
of
just hate
one, be thankful you're gonna
it's
get
like
five of them.
I still think it's great that this person gets theirs, like especially with this one, like nerdy girls that like Ally McBeal are gonna love She-Hulk, you know what I mean, like so you're like damn, that's for them, you know, like,
and they don't have to watch anything else in the universe
to, exactly,
like, get it or to have a good time or to follow along. And like, I'm thankful that we have more than just The Shield. Like, remember when that was the only comic TV show on? And it fucking sucked, right? And, like, the fact that people are complaining when we're going to have variety and, like, again, these aren't series that are meant... You're not going to get 8 seasons of She-Hulk. You're going to get 4 of them, maybe,
you
right?
know what, though? Here's another thing. This is, I think, very important, and I think this is just all media that's coming out, like, with new series and stuff. I think we're getting a better story told because it is a TV series rather than a movie, because it is in bites, and you don't have to rush to tell any stories. Like, even right now, we're getting some filler episodes here in recent She-Hulk episodes, but, like, a lot of TV shows are getting the time, like, longer than the 2 hours allotted for right. a movie. They're getting, like, hour-long episodes and getting 8 to 10 of them per season now.
Yeah.
And then you get to keep going after that sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're getting it. I don't mind the fact that they're getting series done in 4 seasons, 5 seasons. I don't need 8 seasons of a show to know it's good. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times it dies off after a certain
WandaVision did it in, what, 10 episodes?
That's
episodes.
My point. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't need 8 seasons.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
period.
Yeah, right.
A lot of times you have a fall off after season 4 or 5, whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The fact that you can give me good storytelling in more than likely a show that I'm going to binge anyways, right? Nobody's doing weekly releases unless you're getting, I mean, I guess they are on Disney sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But...
It keeps the hype
way better
longer.
Format. It's a better format, though. It's way more digestible, and you are getting shit that's just more culturally relevant, especially if that's how you do attach to media, is through how is it. And I don't go and I don't watch a lot of movies that are fucking superhero and way too far-fetched because it doesn't have that real grip on reality that I think people like, and that's why the TV shows do resonate with me a little bit more, is because you can at least have that crossover.
I do think that TV shows are getting a much better budget because they know it's more bang for their buck to have, like, long-term viewers on Disney Plus or whatever. So they're like, okay, if we put the money into this, we will have this here for a lot longer and you know, more people can and tune in weekly and stuff. So I do think there's something to this new model of more content coming out as TV series than, like, big blockbuster movies. Because right now, that's the only thing that's surviving in movie theaters, it feels like, is, like, something that's nostalgic. Something that's like, oh, we're doing Ghostbusters 4, you know? And it's got to be a huge, big blockbuster. But think of how great I'm using Ghostbusters again as an example. Ghostbusters as a series. Like, give us 10 one-hour episodes. Yeah. And if it's just that one season... That'd be rad. Like, we get to see these characters and be with these characters longer that we love. I always felt like that was the problem with movies, is you only get 2 hours.
There was I think we can wrap this up because I know we've been on it for a minute. But
well, we still have one more section of the things that this person said to me that asks another question that writes itself as a part of this segment.
Fair. So the there was talk a while ago, before even S.H.I.E.L.D. I think was made, of making X-Men into like an HBO TV series, like a long, long time ago. And I always thought that would have been a perfect format, because you can spend a season, I guess you get that with like series like The Boys and, you know, I guess, what, the Eternals or maybe a couple other shows it built character story arcs, multiple character story arcs, you know, X-Men being a great example, because you could have gotten development with Cyclops and Jean Grey and all these other characters.
I mean, if we, like, the thing is, like, it's just because movies are just such a big deal. That's what, the way we started getting a lot of, you know, like, our idea of what the MCU is or whatever. But if they were to, like, you know, if you think of a comic book, it's all going to be episodes. It's all going to be, like... fucking 10 hours worth of content.
A new villain
if you're
this episode,
actually talking
a
about a comic
episode.
Book arc, you know
yes.
what I mean? Like stuff like
yes.
that. But let's go to the next part of what this person said to me. So this person, we got to the point where I was like, okay, I said, okay, well, you know, I guess I get your point. You sound really mad about, you know, what's going on. It's a girl show. It's like a front. It's fronted by a girl. It's written by a girl. Like, you just seem really mad about this. And I was like, it's okay to hate things, but, like, I don't know. I kind of think it's rad, especially because it's, like, 30 minutes. You know, I'm done quick. I don't have any, like, real crazy investments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then this person was like, dude, are you one of those woke people now that hates all white people?
Oh, he was trying to fight
and
you.
And so then I was like, well, do you not know me? I have been mixed race ever since we first met. And I was like, And yeah, I kind of do hate a lot of white people. Like, and of course, the person was like, oh my God, you're the racist one. You're the one that has all these crazy ideas.
An actual friend?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is a good friend, but you know, I excuse some of these political, you know, like debates we get into. But, you know, like, what does woke mean at this point? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's been hijacked. I'm upset. I'm upset because I used to use woke all the time as a way of like describing enlightenment and like just knowing that you knew Kennedy's assassination was an inside job. That was being woke.
Yeah.
And now people are fucking just hijacking the shit out of it. It's not fun. It sucks.
It does suck. Well, I mean, like, I mean, just for me, it was just like the way I perceive that is like because the person was like, I hope this shit fails. This shit sucks. You seem like one of those woke people. And I'm like, you know, like, what does woke mean? Because, like, seriously, like, you sound like you don't want people that aren't white males to get their show because you hope it fails. And then at the same time, am I woke because I take people's feelings into consideration and want them to get represented in some sort of form, like every now and then, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just so every
I was like, am I the dickhead because you, because, so I don't know. It was just, how do you feel about that, Fuzz? Do you think that, like, of course, there was a period of wokeness where everybody was shoehorning, like, a lot of, like, we need an African-American person to be in the show to, like, do this or do that. But, like, I think we've...
It's called virtue signaling.
I think we've advanced into a point of time where, like, everybody's just like, no, we're just doing real shit. You know
shit
what I mean?
That's
like,
right and
yeah.
probably socially well, normal.
Well, what's fucked up to me is it's like, you know, whoever this was is complaining about a show about women. Well, if you look at the comic books, how many powerful women are in the comic books, and like the most powerful of like whatever, like X-Men or whatever, how many powerful women, like the Scarlet Witch, like they're so powerful, like I don't understand why you would be upset that like they're trying to portray that in a She-Hulk or something like that. It just
Wanda.
Makes no fucking sense.
Wanda
exactly, that's, you know what I'm saying, like Jean Grey.
You
know,
I mean, I'm just
Mike earlier today had someone's like nerdy YouTube channel going, and they were talking. That's what it was. I was gonna bring up is that they said that they're like Wanda was too overpowered in the Doctor Strange movie. That's how she is in the comics.
Yeah,
she's overpowered because she changes the entire like human race,
course
and,
of,
and
yeah.
she changed. She makes everyone.
She made mutants disappear.
She, yeah, that's
by
what it was.
Saying
no,
no
more
mutants. So. You know what I mean? Stuff
she's
like
overpowered.
It's,
like
it's something also to be said that whoever is texting you this is literally,
well, you know, like
questioning his friendship with you and starting an argument because of a TV show. And I just feel that like that is something that needs to be taken into account here, because are we talking about someone who's mentally stable? I don't know. Are we talking about someone who should probably be left out of certain conversations? Absolutely. And, you know, I think they're just...
But
obviously needs to be social and cultural representation nowadays.
It shows, though, that some of the people, you know, amongst us have never thought of the fact that, like, they've never been just straight treated like shit because of what and who they are for no reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, so I picture someone that kind of has these thoughts being, like, they take it as... everyone trying to talk shit about the white male. But in actuality, it's just everyone else making room for their voices, for their perspectives, for their stories. But, you know, like, that's the real, you know, white privilege that everybody talks about, is like whenever somebody really gets mad about other people getting things made for them because they really think it's an attack on their character.
That's,
you know,
your
what I mean?
Ego personally, and this is coming from a white man.
Yeah.
It's your ego Fuzz, maybe you can back me up on this over here.
Okay. Well, first off, a couple things. 1 second. Mike, you're frozen on my screen.
Oh no.
You're frozen on my screen. Second off, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
no, you're good.
The main thing that I'm going to say is who fucking cares?
But also the
but no, like, okay, if you go. If like how miserable of a fucking human being on you. If you're going to sit there and be like, fuck this, it's about a woman. Who gives a shit? I've got a daughter. I want her to understand how fucking powerful a woman can fucking be. So for someone to fucking live in the 1950s, get the fuck out of here. Yes. Fuck being woke. It's not being woke. It's being a fucking gentleman. Who fucking cares?
And that's another thing.
Who fucking gives a shit? No, I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep saying who gives a shit.
But that's what I was going to bring up, though. You are right. Who cares?
But if a show is trying to talk to, you know, females about how shitty guys can actually be, do you see that as a problem?
No, because guys are fucking shitty.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like, so you shouldn't have to warn people. People shouldn't be shitty. The guy that she's talking about, oh, I've been getting catcalled. That dude doesn't need a fucking catcaller. I'm not woke. I just have fucking manners. There's a difference.
That exactly, Fuzz. Yeah. But there's a part.
It's fucking stupid.
The part B to this conversation is The Little Mermaid. How many people are upset that The Little Mermaid is a black female right now?
Like, same people with Confederate flags.
I do.
Everybody from my hometown.
I'll be honest. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought. Okay, so I heard that there was backlash. I still have not seen the trailer.
Okay.
I still have not watched it.
Right.
I heard that there was a bunch of backlash about it.
Right.
I didn't think that the outcry and the backlash, because of how outrageous I was hearing about it.
Uh-huh.
It's all I heard about. I was reading it on, like, Reddit. I was like, this has to be, like, a joke. This has to be, like, some sort of, like, oh, white dudes are pissed off about the fucking, it being, like, a troll thing and that being, like, a thing. People are really upset about it. And I don't understand it, because first and foremost, and this has been my biggest head scratcher of the entire fucking time that we've been talking about this, it's a fucking movie. And I don't understand
about what, a fictional,
oh no,
mermaid,
fictional character.
We shouldn't have to be any further than that. That's what's disappointing about it.
Right.
I shouldn't have to go any further than it's a movie. We shouldn't have to say that it's not a biography. Yeah. We shouldn't have to say it's not a fucking biopic of somebody who lives in the ocean. Like Waterworld, are we comparing it? What are we comparing it to here?
Another thing is, like, nobody concerned about what the fish think about that bottom half, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying,
how many fish are probably like,
how many
what
fish
the fuck
upset
are they talking shit about fish with this human upper half?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. This school is about to turn into a mob, bro.
Yeah. What if I started complaining about her bottom half and, like, the people that were like, whoa, bro, it's a mermaid. Why are you complaining about yo, dude, you're talking about her skin color. Like, and the ones that are being way too correct, and they're like, actually, the pigmentation of her skin wouldn't look like that because, unfortunately, she's underwater and the sunlight wouldn't allow. And it's just like a fucking mermaid, bro.
So,
she's a mermaid.
You're going to give us scientific feedback
scientific,
on a fucking mermaid?
Yeah. Yeah, so, shut up, dude. Just shut up.
So this dude that I work with, one of the brewers at my work, was like, we were talking about that, and it's like one of Deacon's good friends too. And he goes, he was like talking about The Little Mermaid, and he's like, how fucking ridiculous is it, you know, everybody like reacting this way to a Disney character being remade? And he was like, man, they're gonna be pissed off when they meet Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, it's all
so
downhill.
Mad, dog. Hey, and didn't we know this? Didn't we get like said a long time ago it was gonna be a black girl?
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
gonna. Yeah,
and like,
it was like,
and that's
9 months
was,
ago. Or
that's
something.
Why I was like, people were like, they're like still mad.
Well, you know,
they
like,
just got mad. Like,
the general
is,
public.
Didn't we all know this?
The general. You have to think that the general public is just like an angry mob already. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know that. Like, they're like. They're like, you could be like, hey, there's this Little Mermaid coming out and it's starring, like, you know, a black chick. And then they'll be like, I don't know. I don't believe it until I see
it. Okay, real quick. What is, I have to throw this in. What is your favorite cultural appropriation character that they've done in a movie?
The first thing that comes to my mind is a Tropic Thunder. But that was satire on the fact of that happening.
Yeah. But no, like, what is? Like, is it fucking Homeboy and Prince of Persia? Like, what? There's got to be your favorite non.
I mean, like that one's a pretty good one. Jake Gyllenhaal, just because
Scarlett
it's like
Johansson,
yeah, Scarlett Johansson
Ghost.
In Ghost in the Shell. I don't know. They've been getting it right. Lately, you know what I mean? Like,
they still slip.
Yeah,
they still slip.
Homegirl and fucking And what was it, Doctor Strange? What was it, Jodie Foster? Didn't she?
Didn't she play some? Yeah, there was someone in monk. There was a monk. I can't remember that actress's name.
You're talking about
the one that's the in Constantine chick. That plays Gabrielle.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't think of her name. She's a great actress.
Yeah, I mean she's great. But, oh shit, we got John.
Jason Momoa, the Little Mermaid in the sequel. He should be.
John McCoy.
Hold on. That's
commented. Why don't they make
that's Jason interesting because they the didn't Mermaid? Know. Did anyone bitch about Aquaman? Because in the comics, he's white, blonde hair.
Oh, like, yeah.
Did anyone bitch about that?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I mean, I don't.
There probably was, right?
They were just blinded by the Jason Momoa sexiness.
I mean, he is pretty hot.
He is sexy.
It's not even. His physical features that make him hot to me. It's just the fact that he's like a bar bro in most movies. He's like, my man, I'm drinking beer. I don't care if I am Aquaman.
That's him
I'll
in real
beer.
Life, dude. That's him in real life. Yeah, you know shit, that's him right? in real life.
He's like, if I'm going to be Aquaman, the guy that lives dude. And breathes under the sea, I'm going to drink beer. Okay.
All those funny cuts from the Johnny Depp trial. Oh, yeah. Where they like, we're so good. He's like, oh, yeah. We need you to be serious. Oh, okay. that shit was so funny, dude. Oh, God. Damn, we've been going for like an hour and a half, bro.
Dude, we're doing good, man.
We're not done yet.
I had one other subject we could tackle. How does everyone feel about like the gatekeeping with music that is being played in shows, right? So, like, let's just say a new show comes out, they play an old song, and if you were, like, into that song already, or into that band already,
so Stranger
like, people
Metallica.
Start gatekeeping, you know what I mean? Like, they're just like, you can't like Metallica now. If you weren't a fan back in the day, then fuck you, you know? Like, so, but also, what do you think about, like, shows doing that, bringing back old songs and making them popular again?
This is kind of a separate. Okay, I like that as a question. I like the what do we think about them bringing old songs back and popular? I think what an important topic is, when does a band become a gatekeeper type of band? Because I just saw My Chemical Romance on like Tuesday.
Right.
And they've reached a level where like I was like, bitch, you weren't even born. During Three Cheers. There were 12-year-olds at this show. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, I was disgusted. Yeah. I was disgusted. I was like, what is this, dude? Do you even know what you're listening to? Like, I was offended. And so there's a certain level, I think, of fan, like Metallica. Can you really gatekeep Metallica? Like, is that a band that people can say, you can't listen to them anymore? Who says you, 40-year-old dude that was... How old when they came out? Like,
well, watch out, Brian.
Okay. No.
I'm about to be 40, okay?
About to be, right? And so, how old realistically were you when Metallica even came out?
Dude, I've never liked Metallica. So
there you go.
Like,
and like, even if you did like Metallica,
I appreciate what they've done,
you.
And they have some sick shit, but as
they
like,
still predate
I never
you.
Was a big fan. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like this, above all topics, is like the most... Like, humanity is, like, you as a human are, like, I hate this, and I'm on the other side of it, too. Because, like, just like you said, you're, like, you went to see My Chemical Romance, and you were, like, why are these fucking 10-year-olds
here?
Bro. They were not around for this shit. They don't know.
Yeah.
But then you're also, like, why would anybody fucking tell you not to listen to Metallica just because, you know, like, you're new to it?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
what do you guys think of, like, some of these terms, like, elder emo and, like, the crap that they're doing like that?
That's great.
Well, so the entire basis of the podcast that I was a part of, I Hate the Scene. Anybody that loves good scene shit, you go watch I Hate the Scene podcast. All the old episodes are really good. Check them out on YouTube. But the whole point to that podcast was that the fickle fans, like, we all love the early stages, and I'm actually writing an article about this right now, but we all love a band's early stages. I believe, as part of this thing I'm writing, is that it's because it's the creative stages, right? Because it's when you get the early ideas, the early songwriting, the early structures, the hits that maybe work, right? And then as a band matures and develops, people tend to get this, like, they start sticking their nose up in the air and they're like, oh, I like their older stuff better. Like, oh, there's something that makes us do that as fans and as human beings to begin with, which is weird. But we do it with everybody, right? Like, we do it with probably anything that you're a fan of. You probably like a certain style more than you do another style. You're fickle. And with that being the case in terms of gatekeeping music and bands and especially shit like this, like with it being popular to bring retro music or music from the 80s or different decades and use them in relevant series now, you're definitely hitting nostalgia, which is going to trigger a bunch of fucking feels for people like crazy. Yeah. And then you are going to hit some sort of weird, fickle nature that people have to be like, oh, well, I did have that CD, but I wonder how many people really did have it. And probably not a lot. I'm going to go on Facebook and talk about it. And it just becomes this fucking character arc you're going to now have for the next month. And you're going to talk about how only you loved fucking Running Up the Hill back in the day when it originally came out and now nobody could give a shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuzz, how do you feel?
First off, Stranger Things is fucking trash.
Thank you.
New season was dope. I'm gonna be honest.
There's nothing dope about it.
I can agree with you on the last season. It started getting a little dicey, but this new season was sick as fuck.
It's been garbage since season three. Garbage.
For me, it sucks because like in the hardcore world, gatekeeping is like the old heads are like they're fucking. You know, like, why are you wearing that shirt?
You're about to be knighted.
Why are you wearing that shirt?
Without how old you are, you're about to be knighted in the hardcore scene.
Yes. Dude, I'm 35, bro.
Same. Yeah. Good. I'm
so, knighted too. So, it bothers me because I think it's, like, I used to teach music, and I would show these kids these bands that I love because I don't want those bands to die. I don't want, if they ever break up. So, for, like, am I a Metallica fan? No, but the fact that this younger generation got to listen to Metallica because of Stranger Things, who the fuck cares how they found out about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Because that scene was sick as fuck.
Who the fuck cares?
Anyways.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, it's like those 10-year-old kids, whatever, 12-year-old kids at My Chemical Romance, but you know what? That means My Chem's not going to die when we get older.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like bands that were so iconic that changed your life, that changed my life, I want people to listen to them. I want my daughter to listen to them. Yeah. I want people to get that same feeling that I got when the first time I heard, you know, whatever the fuck from any band that I love. Like, the first time I heard Got the Life from Korn, like, it was like, it changed my life musically. And, like, I want my kid to get that feeling about that when she gets older. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
that's fact.
So these people who are fucking pissy about it. Now, the things that I get mad about are like the Kardashian girls wearing Slayer shirts. That's just fucking stupid. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
And you know, you can wear whatever you want. Wear whatever you want. Like, no judgment here. But just
ahead.
Don't like, why are you wearing a fucking Slayer shirt?
What about the three questions? Name three songs.
Yeah. I think that's bullshit because I don't know a lot of the names of songs. Yeah, yeah.
But you can sing.
I'm just like
shit.
Number three, sick as fuck.
Okay. Yeah. I have a story about my brother. The other day, he walked out of. I went and visited my mom. He's living with my mom. So he walked out and he was wearing a Tupac shirt.
How old is he?
He's 20. And I was like, Tupac, huh? He was like,
you were born in.
I go, I hate being this person, but name one song. I said name three songs at first. I said, name one song. He's like, I don't know. And he admitted he just bought it because he thought it was cool.
I mean, I could name three Tupac songs.
5 minutes later, I walk into his room, and the motherfucker has a poster of Tupac on his wall, too.
Oh,
so
shit. Yeah,
that right there, I was like, what are you doing?
Okay, that hard.
No.
Also, now, like, to Fuzz's point, sorry, Fuzz, don't mean to cut you off, but to piggyback on what you were saying, not only is a younger generation getting to be introduced to Metallica, but they're also getting introduced in like a creative way through a kid playing it on a TV show. It wasn't they were just listening to a Metallica song. No, it was this really cool rendition that this kid got to play, you know. Here's what made my little fucking. Give me this like whole move like grinds my gears is that Lars and all them were like, oh, we really loved it. It was a great rendition. And I was like, motherfucker, 2 decades ago, you were complaining people stealing your shit. Yeah. So shut the fuck up. Where were people complaining about that? Shut your mouth. You wouldn't be saying that shit if it was 20 years ago. You'd be crying about it.
What did Beavis say? Sit down, dumbass.
Yes,
Lars.
Fuck. Yeah. And you know, like, there's the real Metallica fanboys. I wanted to see them come to those arms. Like, who was complaining about them saying that they loved it? And like, yo, bitch, 20 years ago, you were
Metallica
crying.
Did, like, really sell out on that whole released Stranger Things merch and, like...
Yeah. No, they even had that dude on.
They could make money off of it.
I get it. I would sell out too. I'm not saying I'm better than them.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
It's really funny that how hard
the Napster. I know, bro. After crying wolf so hard about the Napster bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Fuck them, dude.
Yeah. Apparently,
it's
good. Go ahead.
No, dude, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that even Taika Waititi in the new Thor Thor Love and Thunder was like, I had a Kate Bush song locked and loaded and it was like put on the scene and he was like stoked about it. But then Stranger Things did that and he was like, I just don't feel like we should use this anymore. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, I get the way it affects all of us in negative ways, but then music should always be spread around. You know what
true,
I mean?
True.
Spread butt cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, how stoked.
Buttery butt cheeks.
Oh, hell yeah. How stoked were you whenever you would hear, like, what was it? Charlie's Angels, whenever Blind was on Charlie's Angels. Like,
dude.
From,
we were just like, talking about
I used to jack up about that
the
shit.
Street
yeah,
Fighter,
dude.
The cartoon movie, there was fucking Korn. Old school Korn.
Yeah. Dude, I'm just like, how stoked were you when you were younger? You're like, oh, that's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like, why fucking be upset about it? Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly. I think we found the answer. Shut the fuck up about it. You know what I mean?
It's true, dude.
Listen to the music, bitch.
And those are the same people complaining about that shit are the same people complaining about being woke. Like, shut the fuck up. Who cares? I don't care. Just fucking leave me alone.
Like,
God.
No, it's mine. I'm the only one that's supposed to be able to hear Metallica and feel a certain way. I'm the only one that needs a Marvel show. The rest of the people don't even deserve it.
Yeah, they don't.
Like, that they sounds don't. Like some Nazi shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they should go kill themselves. Not really, I don't support that.
O'clock. Holy shit.
But yeah, I mean, we've been going for a long time, and we still want to do the segment where we watch some videos. So, I guess, do you want to take a break? You guys want to take a break?
I
take
a
piss break?
I think we have a five-minute intermission.
Grab
a
beer. And then we'll start the next one with the YouTube feed, and we could just watch some cool videos.
Plus has a child.
That's true. Do you want to still be in on this next segment, or
I mean, just give me 5 minutes. I got to pee so bad.
Yeah, I got to pee too. All right, everyone, we're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna for the five people watching right now.
I'm gone.
we'll be back with a new beer and a less of a bladder. Thank you.